And welcome back, everyone, to halftime coverage of Ferris State football from Top Taggart Field. Rob Bentley and Sandy Golston with you, where the Harding Bisons lead the Ferris State Bulldogs in the Division II National Quarterfinals 10-7 here at halftime. And our pleasure right now to be joined by a former Bulldog, Casey Danford, here at halftime. And Casey, first of all, welcome back to Top Taggart Field.
Thank you, guys. It's a great day to be a Bulldog.
Certainly, here in the first half, your thoughts on the Bulldog performance here in the first half?
I think we'll pull it through. I mean, we're a comeback team, you know. We're only down by three. We're okay. We got a great coaching staff. We got great players. I'm fully confident.
I know you've been a big supporter over the years of Ferris State football. Yeah. Just talk about what continues to bring you back here to Ferris State and Bulldog football.
A lot of the tradition, the players, the coaches. We still keep in touch with all the staff. A lot of these guys, they'll do anything for you still. Even today, you know, they still call me. They still catch up. They want to catch up. They want to stay in touch. They want to get you down for games. You know, we got Will Good, who makes a really good, you know, case for Bulldog football. You know, he's been in touch. If the coaches ain't reaching out, Will is. Will's a great asset to your team.
I know you played here not that long ago. Talk about the years you played, position you played, and what some of your memories are of Bulldog football.
Yeah, I played from 2002 to 2005. I was a kicker brought on, you know, as a kicker specialist. I actually played. I did a lot of kickoff, some field goal, and some PATs. Rick Williams at that time was my coach. Rick Williams. Now I believe he's retired, but Rick was a staple in my career per se. But now, you know, I make sure I give back to the community as well, teaching what Rick has taught me, where I go out and I'll work with high school kids and I'll work with college kids as well. Anything that I can do to give back the knowledge that I gain.
I know, obviously, your career has taken off since you left Ferris State with Training Mask. Just talk about how that came about.
Yeah, so Training Mask has actually been, you know, a staple in my life as well as, you know, the college football has. Training Mask was actually developed. I was watching a guy train on the internet with a gas mask on, and at the time I said, well, I think, you know, I could make this a mainstream, you know, type of, device. But I didn't know exactly what it did, and I had to do a little bit of research. I actually reached out to the guy that was actually training in it, and he was the UFC champion, Sean Shirk. And at that time, Sean had said, hey, listen, I don't know really what it does, but it helps with helps with my cardio. And at that time, too, he had been taking a gas mask and putting holes in it with it, putting duct tape across his face and putting holes in it with a pencil. And I said, well, let's go mainstream with this thing. So I developed a product called Training Mask. So we came out with version one, which was an Israeli gas mask with a resistance breathing device on it. It wasn't really elaborate. But then a year later, I came out with another device called 2.0, Training Mask 2.0. That being said, Training Mask 2.0 has been featured on what you consider is the movie Creed. I think Southpaw, Jake Gyllenhaal. It's also been featured on Marshawn Lynch, Super Bowl Sunday. Marshawn Lynch walked out with 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds of Super Bowl airtime with Marshawn Lynch coming out with the training mask on, which was an absolute, godsend to us as Training Mask. And it took us from being the company who we are to pushing us to the next level. It really elevated who we are as a brand.
What does it mean to you? I know I was going to ask you about Marshawn Lynch, seeing guys like that come out, wear those before they warm up for a football game. What's that mean to you to see your product out there?
We just verify it. It solidifies exactly what the product does and what it stands for. We're working with high-level trainers. We're working with high-level athletes. If the product, you know, wasn't what it was, people wouldn't be using it, correct? So what we do is we give a resistance breathing device. In return, that increases performance, not only just before the game, but in long-term performance, breathing performance. That's what we mainly focus on is resistance breathing devices, right? And that's where we really have a staple and a stronghold in what you consider is the marketplace, whether it's in football, NBA. You know, we have athletes such as LeBron James, Steph Curry. Antonio Brown just came out with it on, 2 weeks ago. And Marshawn still continues to wear it. And so we're happy for those people that do wear it and understand the benefits of resistance breathing. And we'll continue this journey into education and resistance resistance breathing devices.
Obviously, during your time at Ferris State, not only an athlete, but a student as well. How did that help prepare you maybe for your business career?
Well, one thing, you know, you got to be adversity, right? One thing you're constantly changing. You know, one of the things with the football program is you get a new set of guys every year, and then your leaders move out. You become the leader, right? So it trains you from when you're younger to you're older. The leader, you got to take leadership. That's the bottom line. Even though you're a freshman at this point, you're going to be, if you want to continue through this program, you got to be a leader by yourself. You got to self set examples, per se, all the way through the program to stay in the program. You got to get good grades. You got to be on time. You got to do things that you wouldn't normally do in a high school program that you would do in a college program. You give up almost, it's almost like having a job playing football at Ferris State.
Obviously, playing at Ferris State, I'm sure you developed some great relationships with teammates. Talk about how those carry on throughout your lives.
Absolutely. There's one thing I always say, you know, to the younger kids, to the older kids, is there's a time in your life that you remember, and those memories are usually built on the field as a team, you know, and as an individual. Those individuals relate to team, right? And so, with the teamwork being said, you have to give it your all, and those teammates rely on you. And it's the same thing in the workplace, right? So you take that workplace environment, that builds a team, and that's what Training Mask is. I always tell everybody, I don't want employees, I want teammates, and that's 100% true.
Any thoughts of suiting back up and going back out there here in the second half for the Bulldogs?
I would love to kick again. I teach kicking camps. I would love to kick again. We have a great kicker. I hate to give him some competition. He's doing a great job for us today.
I know, obviously, you're a big football guy. Some keys here in the second half from your perspective for the Bulldogs.
Just one of the things that we have to, you know, come out and do is essentially execute. Execution is key. Can't turn over the balls. You can't turn over the ball. You can't throw picks. I would say, you know, we scored on a run. Let's continue to run.
Well, Casey, I certainly appreciate you being here at halftime, and obviously been a big supporter for the Bulldogs here over the years, and we appreciate that support.
All right, thank you guys. You guys are killing it. Thank you.
We'll be back in 2 minutes with more halftime coverage right here on Sunny 97.3.